living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Authenticity Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event. And if you've been listening to any of these other interviews, you know that I am grateful and excited to talk to these amazing women who are the authors of The Beauty of Authenticity, an anthology book that is just so wonderful in sharing transformational stories of women coming into their own authenticity and living more life as themselves and who they were born to be. And today, I get the honor of speaking with Tricia Smallhofer. She is really just an incredible woman. I enjoy her. I was talking to her right before this interview, and I know you're going to love what she has to say. So I will read a brief introduction of Tricia, and then we'll get started talking with her. Tricia Smallhofer is a licensed massage and craniosacral therapist, certified soul realignment practitioner, scientist of the spirit, life guide mentor, Reiki practitioner, teacher, health intuitive, retreat facilitator, and speaker. She blends medical modalities with ancient techniques, healing tools, and traditions, and wisdom channeled from divine source to create a balanced approach tailored to meet each client's needs. Tricia leads numerous classes. Many of them are titled like this: Align, Be Your Authentic Self, Working with Your Inner Physician, Spiritual Development, Animal Communication and Healing, Quantum Planet Healing, and Medical Reiki. In her Healing Party program, held in homes or businesses, everyone receives divine messages and guidance and connects with their inner healer. And Tricia, I am so happy to be talking with you today. How are you?
Hi, Sue. I am fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to talk with you. And I really do love your title for this interview, Spiritual Authenticity, The New Paradigm, because I absolutely believe that that is true. And I'm excited to get into that with you. But first, I would love if you would please share with our audience a little bit about your personal journey and how it led you to where you are today.
Okay. Well, my personal journey is probably like everyone else's, full of winding roads and up and down hills. But I'd say the main theme would be about seeking knowledge, finding connections, and balancing between my mind, my body, my spirit, and my emotions. So, you know, kind of juggling these different aspects of myself has been really a big part of the journey, but I've come to the point now where I see them as dancing with each other. And that's like a good visualization that I have when I do go into meditation, to kind of check in with my inner ecosystem and these parts. If they're all dancing together and in harmony, then I'm doing good. And if they're not, then I can kind of look at that point, that one aspect, and see what it needs. It might be my physical body needs more exercise or a better diet or something like that. So I think my journey really has been about creating like a toolbox of resources, because I've taken so many classes and worked with so many teachers and retreats and books and always just seeking knowledge and connection. And so I think it's important that we all on our journey create our resources, this toolbox, if you will, of tools for our self-care practice to keep us going on our path and living our best life possible. So, and my journey has really led me into doing body work, as you said in my bio, all of the different types of therapy that I do to help others heal. And I love what I do. I feel like it's part of my soul purpose. And in the book, The Beauty of Authenticity, which is what this summit's kind of introducing to the listeners, is I do talk about various steps in my life journey that have brought me into a place of more connection with God or divine source and my spirituality, but most importantly, the connection and relationship with my higher self, or that divine aspect of myself, which I see as my best friend. It's like my most sacred relationship that never steers me wrong. so that's been a big part of my journey, is developing that relationship with higher self.
Yeah. You know, I love that, and I agree with you. You know, a lot of us think about our relationships as being with people here with us on the physical plane, but really there's so much more to it, and having that relationship with your higher self is wonderful. And obviously, you know, all of the things that you've been teaching and learning and the resources that you've amassed, really, all the knowledge that you have, is really so helpful to you in work with your clients. And I know that you love helping people. But can you tell me, you know, there's always a why. Why would you say you are so passionate about doing this work and helping others with it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm so passionate because I know one of the modalities I practice is called soul realignment, and we look at the Akashic Records and fifth dimensional blueprint of the soul. It's like the soul's history. And in that, I can see soul gifts. And I know from that work that my soul gift is divine love and healing. So I think it's just who I am. You know, helping others to heal is just part of who I am. And I feel blessed every day that I have a career that I can actually do my soul purpose. But also I have a lot of empathy and compassion for others because we're all in this together. You know, this third dimension space, like where we're living, can be like really heavy, and it can be really challenging at times, especially when we get really hit with strong emotions or we come across some roadblocks that we weren't anticipating, and it can be hard, you know, it can be hard and frustrating. And I think probably the heaviest and most difficult is loss and the grief process. And through the soul realignment and through the craniosacral therapy and the Reiki that I do, I can assist people with that process of releasing grief, or I should say working through grief, because we all do it at our own pace. And helping their body to heal and to release and then integrate. And yeah, it's just part of who I am, and we're all in this together. We're not on the planet all by ourselves. We're all here together. So I'm just passionate about helping others heal and really live their best life.
Yeah, I love that. And I am so in alignment with that, you know, we are all one. We're in this together. And, you know, anybody that tries to do it on their own, unfortunately, I think has a tougher time of things. You know, when we allow ourselves to be open and to help others and allow others to help us, that's how it really, I think, you know, it feels so much better. And, you know, feeling good is tells us that we're in alignment with our own soul purpose and all of that. So I love that. You know, Tricia, the grief process, I know that that's something that you have, you know, talked about. Is that something you're going to be talking about later? Should we talk about your title first and then maybe talk a little bit about grief? Or is that something that you would like to talk about now, the grief process that you went through?
I guess we could talk about that now. And we can also touch on another aspect of asking others for help. That's another point I wanted to make. So sure. In the authenticity book, I do mention one of the steps in my journey towards spiritual connection was the loss of my mother, and her illness leading up to that. She had dementia, and you know, it was a whole process and experience. But grief in itself, what I've learned from my own experiences, it's like the ocean, it's like waves, and you never know when they're going to come. And sometimes more than one hits you at the same time from different directions. And at first, after the loss, when I really fully embraced that she was gone from this planet, like my portal or entryway into the world is now gone, there's something really powerful about, you know, the mother figure leaving and that entryway being closed forever. At first, the waves were really big and they would come, and I had to give myself space to process and to connect to my family members and work through each other's you know, process together. And then the waves started coming less and less, getting a little smaller, getting a little smaller. But there was one point where I was actually working on a client, and it was Mother's Day, and it was probably a year after she had passed. And I didn't even think much of it. I thought maybe I'll be okay. You know, Mom's been gone for a year, and she was sick for like 3 or 4 years even before that. So I'm working on this client. All of a sudden, a wave just hit me of grief. And I just said to the client, I just need a few minutes. Like, I'm missing my mom. And I'm actually getting teary-eyed just thinking about it. And the client was male, and he said, definitely, Trish, just take the time you need. Like, he understood, you know. And I did, and I gathered myself, and I felt the feelings, and then I went back in. I was more into neutral and could work on the client. But even now, you know, little waves will come, and I have to honor that I might need to just take a little time and go sit outside or meditate or just maybe curl up on the bed and have a little cry and just express that I still miss her. So, yeah, we all have our process, but, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that because I know everyone does lose somebody in their life and has that grief process. So I appreciate you sharing your own because I know we had talked about that before, and I know that our listeners love knowing how it is for other people too. Again, we're all in this together, so that helps people not to feel so alone. So thanks for that. Okay, so
you're
now
welcome.
Let's get back to your title of this interview, Spiritual Authenticity, The New Paradigm. So I love that. Maybe for our audience, you could explain to us, what really does paradigm mean, and how does it apply to spirituality?
Yeah. A paradigm is really just an example or a pattern of something. And, you know, there's a term called a paradigm shift that's used a lot. And that just means, like, something that's a usual way of thinking about something or the way we do something is replaced by something new and different. So when we're talking about a spiritual paradigm shift, what I mean by that is, you know, throughout history, we all, if you look back in history, we were born into a religion or a belief system, and you pretty much stayed in that your whole life. That's just how you connected to God. That was your community. That was how you were a moral person, you know. But I think that now there's just a shift happening from that spiritual authority being in that outer world, either the priest or the rabbi or even, you know, even the ascended masters, if it's Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad, any of these masters, it's like that authority went outward. And even to our parents to a certain degree. So I think the shift is as we're raising our consciousness and as people, you know, whatever, if you want to call it ascension or if you want to call it, you know, DNA upgrades, whatever your belief system is of what's happening to the human race right now, we're starting to get in touch with that divine aspect of ourselves and that universal wisdom and that interconnectedness that we are all one. And the spiritual authority is becoming internal. It's in us. And I think as we embrace that, the paradigm shift is that it's okay to move out of a religious structure that you may have been born into if it's not fitting with your inner spiritual authority. And it's okay to take and pick from various belief structures. I know so many people that do this. They might go to a kirtan where they're doing Hindu chanting and music, and then they might go to a Buddhist temple and do, you know, chanting, and they may go to the Catholic mass if they, you know, were raised Catholic, or they might say, you know, my church is the ocean this week, you know, I'm going to go to the beach and just be with nature. There's so many different ways we can connect to God or divine source or whatever you want to name that bigger power. I think God, in my opinion, God doesn't really care how we do it as long as we do it. And so the more people I talk to, since I was raised Catholic, I talk to a lot of, I call them wayward Catholics, that, yeah, I was raised Catholic, but I don't practice. But yet they might still say the rosary, or they might go to like Medjugorje to connect with the Virgin Mary, or, you know, they might carry around a little piece of cloth that was blessed by the Pope. You know, they still have pieces of their faith that they are putting in their spiritual toolbox, but they're also adding other things. And so I think the new paradigm is, you know, be that. Like, the older generation might have a little problem with it, but I say be that, like shout that out. Like, this is my spiritual practice that I connect with God and be proud of it and be authentic in it and stand in it because it's what works for you. So that's the shift that I'm seeing, that external spiritual authority to an internal spiritual authority.
Yeah, I love how you express that because I feel that as well. And I've talked to many people who are embracing this type of spirituality, and it works for them all. And it's really so amazing. And, you know, I'm of the viewpoint of, hey, you know, religion, if that works for you, do that. And if it doesn't, don't do that. You know, whatever works for you. So I love that you've expressed it that way. You know, it's so important to be who we are and feel our spirituality in whatever way we can feel it and be aligned with it. So, you know, Tricia, I want to say that I know that you talked about living your soul purpose. You feel like the work you're doing is totally aligned with your soul purpose, and you love that you're doing that. Do you believe that we have all come here to Earth in this earthly life with some sort of purpose or mission?
Yes, I do. A purpose, not a mission. And I want to explain what I mean by that, because it's another paradigm shift.
okay.
I believe that we do all have a purpose. And a lot of this through, again, the soul realignment work, really looking at the soul blueprints is kind of amazing. We do have soul gifts. Every soul has a gift that they are really good at. It could be healing. It could be communication. It could be connecting people. It could be structure. There's a lot of gifts. And I think that our purpose is in alignment with, are we expressing and using our soul gifts? And also, we do have life themes. A soul will choose to one or two or sometimes a few themes that it wants to play with in this lifetime. So say the theme is power. So they might be born into a powerful family or rise into a position of power and really experience the different levels of power. There's also self-empowerment, but there's also the polarity of power, which is lack of power. So they could be experiencing not having power and what that feels like. And the good news here is that we have free will and we have choice. And so if we are in a theme and in the side of it that we don't want to be in, we can start making choices to shift that. Now, as far as missions, there are a small percentage of souls. It's very rare that a soul has a mission. And why I want to kind of put this shift here in this paradigm is that I feel like when we feel like we're on a mission, there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of, oh my gosh, I'm behind the eight ball. Like, I have so much to do in this lifetime. How am I going to get it all done? I know I need to be here. And how am I going to get there? And we start to let our egoic will take over and get like behind that time crunch. And really our soul doesn't know time. So getting out of that mentality that even if you are one of those souls that really truly does have a mission, that really just enjoy this experience and trust that everything will align in order for your mission to be fulfilled if you are on your path. If you are in alignment with your soul's purpose and you are living your best life and everything, all those parts of yourself are in alignment and you're using your spiritual resources, the mission will be fulfilled. So it's that pressure that I want to kind of lift off of us, that let's enjoy ourselves. Let's be timeless. Let's just have the experience and be mindful and in where we're at, and that, you know, take that time pressure off.
I love that. You know, you mentioned about being on a path, you know, so we know everybody comes here with some sort of purpose, and it's about kind of maybe figuring out or feeling our way through and trying things until we know what our purpose is, and I think that's great. So how can somebody know, Tricia, if they are on the right path for themselves?
Yeah. I think it's usually when we are on our path, we are feeling like we're living our soul purpose and we're infusing it in our life in some way. If it's not in our career, you know, some of us don't have that, aren't able to do their soul purpose in their career, but they can do it in other areas of their life. But when we are on our soul path, or our the right path, usually we have health, abundance, and energy. Things just flow. And even if we do have a stumbling block, even if, you know, we do have an unexpected health issue come up or something happens in our life, if we're on our path, we usually can navigate through those things a lot more easily. And we know when we need to take from our spiritual toolbox to help us get back on the path. Because, you know, we all waver. We all go back and forth and up and down. And it's like, oh, my God, my car needs fixed. And it's going to cost $1,000. And, you know, it's things happen. But how do we take those in, and how far of our path, if at all, do we get? So I think the ease and comfort and energy and vitality and knowing when to pull from our resources and, you know, when, and also when to ask for help, because sometimes we do need to go outside of our immediate, you know, resources to have assistance. And whatever our spiritual practice is, you know, to really make sure that we are staying connected, because disconnection really will take us off our path very quickly.
Okay.
Being disconnected from spirit.
Yeah, I love that. You know, that's, it's really important. And I agree with you. You know, like, it's really a feeling place. Like, you know, when you're on the right path, when you do have that sense of ease, when things, you know, maybe you still, life stuff is happening, but you still have that sense of ease. It's okay. Everything will be fine. I'm doing all right. I love that, because we got to, you know, staying connected with that is so vital for all of us. You know, and you just mentioned something else that I think is really important. And, you know, people say, especially women, have trouble with this, like asking for help from somebody else. But I, in my experience, it's women and men have trouble asking for help, and for different reasons, I think, but they both do. And I know that we're all in this together. You mentioned that. We're all here together to help each other. There's no mistake that we're all in this planet and aligned with each other right now. So why, though, is it, why is asking for help so important for us to do and necessary at times?
I think, you know, when we do get into a place of stuckness and disconnect, and it happens to all of us, you know, no one's perfect here. And when we get into a place, sometimes we just need to reach out. I know with me, like if I have an injury and I'm in pain, or I am in a place of disconnect where I'm overworking and get overwhelmed. That's kind of one of my things, that workaholic syndrome. I forget what I know. Like I say, I become stupid. Like I forget I have a box of resources there. It's like I forget what makes me happy. It's like I get like amnesia. So reaching out to someone that's neutral, that's objective, that can hold space for me as I process, can be exactly what I need to listen to my process, but also to reconnect. And sometimes I need to go to a professional, like, you know, someone like myself, or maybe a mental health counselor, or another kind of professional that's their job is to help you through like a really stuck place in your life, or some kind of teacher. But here's the thing, and this is kind of going into the paradigm shift again, is find a good therapist or teacher will assist us through the block and then empower us to go back out into your self-care program. So again, reminding us that we have this inner authority or even an inner healer. In the craniosacral work I do, that's what I work with, the inner physician or the inner healer that knows what we need, when we need it. We all have that part of ourselves that knows. And you can also say it's your higher self. I see them kind of all the same. But someone that empowers you to then go back out, that doesn't create this need of an attachment, like that it's almost like the therapist will then become the crutch and it kind of keeps the person from going back on their path and going out there. So that's important to find therapists and teachers that empower you to go and be in your process again and trust your own inner authority and reconnect with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tricia, this has been great. I love all of what you have shared about new paradigm for spiritual authenticity and where spirituality is for all of us coming onto the inside. I wonder, before you share with us the gift you have for all of us, I wonder if you have any final words for our listeners.
Yeah, I think the final word is, you know, if you find that you're feeling disconnected or that you're not on your path, then use that inner guidance to find someone to help you through it, or it could just be a phone call to a trusted friend. But it's okay to reach out for help. But then the whole idea is to go back on your path and to just trust that everything that you need is inside of you. And that is a big booming message that I've gotten time again from spirit guides, from animals, from nature, from teachers. Everything that you need is inside of you. So I think that's what I want to leave with.
Perfect. I love it. And so, Trish, I did mention that you do have a gift for our listeners. I would love for you to share that with us and let us know how we can get that. And also, I know that there are people listening who would like to reach out to you, learn more about you. So can you tell us how we can do that as well?
Yeah, the free gift that I'm going to be giving is a visualization that I'd want to share called 10 Steps to Connect with Your Higher Self. And there's two ways that you can get this. The first way is by texting the word healer in capital letters to 345-345, and you'll be prompted to put your email address in, and you will be put onto my newsletter list. If you want to just get the gift without doing that, you can go to medhealers.com/gift, and it'll take you to a page on my website that has the 10 steps to connect with your higher self right there, and feel free to peruse the rest of the website. And my information, again, I'm Tricia Schmalhofer, and my cell phone number is 772-559-1993, and my website is medhealers.com. Again, medhealers.com, and my email is medhealersinfo, like information, medhealersinfo@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Well, Tricia, I really have thoroughly enjoyed all the information you shared. I feel totally connected with what you said about, you know, going to our internal spirit and looking for spirituality that way, because that resonates with me. And I feel like a lot of people that are listening to this, they're shaking their heads too. They're saying, yes, this is where it's at. So thank you so much for sharing that and how we can access that. And that was great. And Tricia, I will tell you, I really appreciate you being a part of this project. I love your story in the book. It's so touching, the story that you tell of your mom. And I know that our listeners will love reading that as well. And I really appreciate your spirit and your vibe and your energy as part of this Beauty of Authenticity project. So thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you very much to you and Kathy for putting it together. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. We love it. And I will tell you, listeners, I appreciate you too, because you are listening to these interviews so that you can bring more expansiveness into your own life, to be more authentic and show up as you every day in your own life. And I hope that you will listen to more of these interviews and learn some of these practices and some of the guidance from these beautiful authors who are sharing this with you. So continue to listen to the summit. Be sure to buy that book, The Beauty of Authenticity, on launch day, May 22nd. And we would love you to connect with us in any way that you can, because we are here for you to help in your own growth of, and your journey of authenticity. So thank you all so much. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
Living from our heart, living from our